One Man's Family, now brought to you, transcribed every weekday night at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Henry and Fanny Barber in the bedroom.
When did you take your last pill, Henry?
Last one, Fanny? Let's see. The last one was due at 4 o'clock. Yes, Clifford was here. He reminded me.
Dr. Thompson just can't believe you haven't been sleeping. He says these pills would fell an elephant.
Well, you've seen me, Fanny, wide awake, day and night, trying to stand the pain like a man.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Your vacation may be over, but what of it? It's still summertime, and there's a weekend ahead. If the weather's pleasant, you may be getting the family into the car and taking off for some distant point where it's cool and shady, eating a picnic lunch by some rippling stream, or spending an afternoon at the ball game. Whatever it is, I'm sure you don't want your good time threatened by a headache or an acid-upset stomach. And that's why I want to talk to you this evening about Alka-Seltzer. You know, our sponsor, makers of Tabson, also makes Alka-Seltzer. And friends, it's really a wonderful product. Yes, Alka-Seltzer can give welcome, satisfying relief from headache and acid indigestion quickly and pleasantly. So before you leave this coming weekend, make sure you have an extra package of Alka-Seltzer handy in your car. Yes, take Alka-Seltzer with you wherever you go. Remember, it's guaranteed to please you or your money will be refunded. Get a 30 or 60 cent size package of Alka-Seltzer from your druggist. Or better yet, make it two. For an extra package in the car can act just like a spare. You may not need to use it, but it's wise to have it there. Chapter 4, Book 77, The Book of Henry. In the master bedroom of the Barber family home in Sea Cliff, San Francisco, Henry Barber, immobilized by his doctor, is lying flat on his back, staring at the ceiling, as his wife Fanny comes in with a bowl of chicken soup on a tray.
Chicken soup, Henry.
Oh.
Sit up. Sit up, Henry. You're going to have some nice hot chicken soup. Then Clifford's going to come and reach you.
Don't want him reading to me.
Henry, sit up.
Yes, Fanny.
Oh. Does it still hurt?
Don't put the tray on my knee, Fanny. My knee is where the pain is.
One. Sorry. I'll put it right here beside you.
Yeah.
I've worked all day making that chicken soup, Henry, and I want you to eat it.
Yeah.
Oh, Henry, does it still hurt so much?
Mm-hmm.
Where? The knee or all the leg, too?
Knee, Fanny. The knee.
Is it worse than it was?
Yeah.
I just don't understand it. Those pills are supposed to kill the pain, Henry.
Yeah. Make a dope addict of me.
But you shouldn't feel anything after you've taken them.
Doctors, half of them don't know what they're doing.
They want you to rest, Henry, so you won't have to have an operation. Oh, let's see. How many pills were you to take each day?
What it says on the box.
One pill three times a day before meals, and these, one or two as needed at bedtime.
Yes, yes.
They're almost gone. Well, I'll have to call Dr. Thompson. Tell him they're not just strong enough for you, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Eat your soup now.
I don't want it.
What?
I don't want it, Fanny.
But, Henry...
I don't want it. I was going to tell you this morning before you went shopping for the chickens, but my knee hurts so it slipped away.
What?
Hmm?
What were you going to tell me?
About what?
Henry, is your mind wandering? Let me see it.
No, let me know, Fanny. I was going to... We've been married 50-odd years, and I never wanted to say this before, but I will now. Because I'm going to be laid up for goodness knows how long.
What is it? What are you trying to tell me?
That I don't like chicken soup, Fanny, and I never did.
Why, Henry?
Well, Dad, how are you feeling now?
I'm having considerable pain in my knee.
Then you don't want me to leave this tray, Henry?
No.
Don't bother to read to him, Clifford. He wouldn't listen anyway.
Oh, hey, where are you going with that soup?
He doesn't want it.
Well, I do.
No, you'll spoil your dinner. Besides, we're having chicken soup tonight. And that's all we're having. I'll phone the doctor then, shall I, Henry, and tell him you're not able to rest at all?
Anything you like, Fanny. Anything you like.
All right, Henry.
You've had kind of a rough day, Dad.
Yes, yes. calcifying bone in any membranes drying up. I wouldn't mind, Clifford. At my age, you have to expect some little things to go wrong, perhaps, or temporarily at any rate. But I can't understand why this knee should hurt so. What's the point in it? If it just dried up quietly without hurting, I wouldn't mind. I can face the inevitable as well as the next man. Now it throbs from morning to night, and it seems so unnecessary.
Yeah. Well, what are these pills for?
Oh, you know, sore bones. He's going to charge all the traffic will bear for resting in my own bed. So he has to give me something to make it look legal. Yeah, so that you think you're getting something for your money. Yeah, oh.
I wish I could do something for you, Dad.
No. Nobody can do anything, Clifford. I'll just lie here and rest, that's all. Cause as little trouble as possible while I'm gradually calcifying.
Well, would you rather be alone?
No. Tell me about things. Bring me up to date.
Well, nothing much has happened, Dad.
Those Jack's little girls, have you seen them?
They're just playing around outside. They wanted to come up and see you, but Mom thought they'd better not.
Yes.
We talked to Paul up at the Sky Ranch. You sorry you're laid up?
Yes.
Margaret's up there this week, you know. But she wants to come back so she can be with you.
Yes. Margaret. Yes, she'd be a comfort. I hope she does.
Oh, hey. It's 4 o'clock, Dan. That's pill time, isn't it?
Yes. The red box, please. Yeah. That's the way they make dope fiends.
Yeah. Now, how many?
One. Here.
All right. There you are.
Thank you, Cliff.
Well, hello. How's the patient?
Hi, Hazel.
Hello, Cliff. How is he?
Having quite a lot of pain, Hazel. We don't understand it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Father.
Glass. Please take it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll stay here for a while, Cliff, if you have something to do.
Oh, it doesn't matter. He never has anything to do.
Now, Father.
Hmm? Oh, yes. I didn't mean that the way it sounded, Cliff.
That's all right, Dad. I'll see you later, Hazel.
Yes, Cliff. You shouldn't have said that, Father.
No.
Would it help if I rubbed your knee?
No, thank you.
I was talking to Mother downstairs. She's trying to get Dr. Thompson. Strange, the pain continues, Father. The pills were supposed to relieve it.
I'll end up a dope addict if that sore bones has his way. Sleeping pills, bromides, penicillin, sulfur, whatever it is. Goodness only knows what's in those boxes.
Lie back now. Let me fix your pillow.
Yeah.
There. Better?
Yeah.
This is just dreadful. Were you suffering all last week?
Yeah.
How long has this been going on, Father?
Oh, quite some time, Hazel. June, May, or April, I don't know.
And you didn't tell anybody?
No.
Shame on you. I might have known when you hired a gardener that something was frightfully wrong with you.
Yeah.
What was it the doctor said you have?
Joint mouse.
What?
Joint mouse.
M-O-U-S-E?
Hmm. Oh, there's another very fancy name for it, I suppose. I can't remember. What is the matter? I've got it. Yes, and here I lie. It's like an extra bone forming in the joint from calcification, and sometimes with proper rest, they go away.
Then you rest, Father. We don't want you to have an operation.
Wouldn't have an operation.
You might have to,
not
though.
Me.
Well, maybe you won't have to, Father, if you rest.
I won't anyway, whether I have to or not.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Mother.
Hazel, if I've climbed those stairs once today, I've climbed them 90 times.
Here, Mother. Sit here. I'll pull up another chair. Did you talk to the doctor?
Yes, he's simply astounded. I told him Henry is faithfully taking his pills, but he's still suffering. He says he's going to make medical history. These are sedatives.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why doesn't he send him some stronger ones then?
But he doesn't dare, Hazel. He says these are strong enough to fell an elephant. That's just what he said. They'd fell an elephant.
Oh.
Fanny?
Yes?
I'm sorry for what I said about the chicken soup.
That's all right, Henry. I'm glad to know the truth. I'll never make it for you again.
Yeah, but Fanny, the real truth is I like your chicken soup.
Henry, I don't know whether to believe you or not.
Oh, I do, Fanny. I was out of sorts when you were here with it before. I've always liked your chicken soup, you know, very much. Yes, I can't think why I said I didn't.
That's all right. It's the pain, Henry.
Yes, well,
you want me to go back down and bring the soup back again?
If you don't mind. Will you, my dear?
I'll get it, Mother.
And 2 crackers, Hazel, if you please. Just 2.
All right, Father.
Hey, Hazel.
Yes?
Milk, 2. A bottle of milk.
All right, Father.
When did you take your last pill, Henry?
Last one?
Yes.
Let's see. Last one was due at 4 o'clock. Yes, Clifford was here. He reminded me.
Dr. Thompson just couldn't believe you haven't been sleeping. He says it isn't possible.
Well, you've seen me, Fanny, wide awake day and night, trying to stand the pain like a man.
Fred said he'd never known those pills to fail before.
Oh.
Well, anyway, he's come to see you after dinner.
Yeah, that'll be $10, I suppose. Yes, he'll give me his bedside manner and tell me to take it easy, and that'll be $10. Oh!
Hurt you then?
Yeah.
I don't see how you stand it, Henry. Think what it would be without the pills.
Well, without the pills, I wouldn't turn into a dope addict. That's that to be said for it.
But you've got to rest, my dear. He says rest is the only hope.
For what? Only hope for my life?
No, no, Henry. If you don't rest and relax, the knee joint isn't going to recover.
Oh.
Then you'll have to have an operation. You can't avoid it.
Oh, I can avoid it. Watch me.
Hey, Dad. Betty was just over. I asked her not to come up. I said you were suffering.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Clifford.
Yeah. Mom, Betty found the kids playing with these.
Well, what are they?
Pills. A whole handful of pills.
Oh, my goodness. Where in the world did they find them?
Down under the window.
Yeah.
Right down there.
Henry?
He hasn't taken one of them, Mom.
How do you know?
Well, look in his right hand. I'll bet you find his 4 o'clock pill in it.
Henry Barker.
Just waiting to peg it out the window. And that's kind of dangerous, too. It's lucky the kids didn't take any.
All right, Henry. When Dr. Thompson hears this, he'll insist on an operation. And don't look at me that way, Henry. You brought it all on yourself.
Chicken soup, Father.
Give me the spoon, Hazel. I'll see that he eats every single drop of it.
Paul will be here in just a moment with further development. Friends, here's another point I'd like to make about Alka-Seltzer. When you've been out late and some late refreshments threaten to result in acid indigestion, drink a glass of sparkling Alka-Seltzer before you go to bed. Alka-Seltzer will help settle an acid-upset stomach, and as a result, you'll sleep better and you'll wake up feeling better the next morning. That's worth trying, isn't it? Yes, you bet. And friends, find out for yourself. Remember now, Alka-Seltzer before you go to bed. Once you've discovered how helpful Alka-Seltzer can be, I know you'll never want to be without it in your home. All drugstores have Alka-Seltzer, and it's sold to you on a money-back guarantee if you're not satisfied. All right, Paul.
Hazel called me here at the Sky Ranch, and among other things, said she'd heard from my adopted daughter, Teddy. In her letter, she spoke of Christine's recent visit to San Francisco. It seems Teddy is worried about me and asked if she could be of any help to me if she came home for a while. It's difficult to know what to reply. And that's how it is with the barbers today. Good night.
Your health. It's more important than wealth. Guard against vitamin deficiency disease. To keep looking your best and feeling your best, take a one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsule every day. Lack of vitamins will make you look and feel run down, tired out, dull, nervous, and listless. That means lack of pep and loss of vitality. Don't take chances. Take care of yourself. Take one-a-day brand multiple vitamins every day. Potency guaranteed by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Don't accept a substitute. Insist on the genuine one-a-day brand vitamins. One Man's Family is brought to you transcribed each weekday night at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Chapter 5, Book 77. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.
One Man's Family comes to you from California. Stay tuned for Morgan Beatty and direct reports on the Korean battlefront. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.